are entitled to your own decisions, to decide what you're going to do with your life, and you do not owe any other human being an explanation for that. Hey everybody, it's Wendy Elaine Wright, and welcome to my podcast, Secrets of a Hollywood Talent Manager. I'm so glad that you're here, and every week I'm going to give you some tips, tricks, and secrets that you can apply to your acting career. I thought I'd do a podcast today about taking your power back and holding on to your power and not giving it away to people. I always remember when I was younger, I used to be so intimidated by men, you know? I don't know if you're my female audience listening, maybe you can relate to this. When they asked questions, I always answered, and, you know, I didn't want to make them mad or angry, so, because, you know, they can get rough or dangerous, so you always kind of like, oh, appease them, and sometimes they would touch me on the shoulder, and I did not ask for that, but instead of turning towards them and saying, get your fucking hand off me, you just kind of smile and pull away and try to get away, and I don't know how many of you have been through that, but as a woman, we go through that all the way through our lives. You know, especially when I was younger. I don't know, maybe they don't care anymore at my age. But when I was younger, everywhere I went, men had comments. They said inappropriate things. They would try to touch my butt or whistle at me. And I used to not know that I had the right to turn around and say, please don't do that. Or not say some funny joke or smile to laugh it all off, trying to make light of a situation that really is not appropriate. It's totally okay to ignore somebody. I want to teach you a couple really good social techniques. When you are talking to someone and they ask you a question, you are not obligated to answer it. Right? You're not obligated to answer it. My friend Linda Liu, who's in my HWC program, she went to an audition and someone said to her, you know, how old are you? And this is not allowed. You're not allowed to ask somebody how old they are unless it's for a beer commercial and they want to make sure you're well over 25, right? But if they just ask you how old you are, don't get intimidated and think you have to answer someone's question just because they asked it. You can answer it any way you want to. One of the ways you can say is, my age range is... or I play this range to that range, or old enough, or lady never tells. But you don't ever have to answer someone's question just because they ask you. And another thing I want to teach you is no, the word no, is a complete sentence. When you say no, it doesn't have to have an explanation. You're allowed to simply say no. I don't know if you've ever come across a situation where you don't want to explain yourself. The answer is no, and you are just saying no, and that's it. No. The other person may be shocked that you just say, what did, Yeah, no. No. It's a complete sentence. I want you to realize that you don't ever have to justify yourself or explain yourself to anybody. When people are saying inappropriate things to you or making you feel uncomfortable, you don't have to engage at all. You're allowed to just turn and walk away. And another thing I want to teach you guys, if you do want to say something to someone, but every time you get near them, they distract you or they are manipulative or they're keeping you from, you're getting unable to say what you meant to say or what you want to say. Write it down. Write it down. Call them. And literally read it right off the page. Just read it right off the page. Sometimes that's the only way you can get your point across with somebody, you know. And many of you know what I'm talking about. When you have people that you're trying to communicate with, but they never want to hear what you have to say. And they're always trying to change your mind or manipulate you in some way. Write down what you have to say and simply say it. And then say, you know, I have to go. I'll talk to you next time. Click. Hang up. I was thinking about some of these things because I was at the Hood School Summit this year, last week, or a couple weeks ago. I'm not sure when you're listening to this. But one of the actresses said, what do we do if we live, if our family is toxic? And they're always criticizing our choices to be an actor. Well, my answer is, you don't have to answer people's questions when they ask you. Also, like, what can I see you in? Or what are you doing? Or when are you planning on giving up that pipe dream? Or why don't you get a real job? Yeah, those are not anything you need to answer. You can just look blankly at people. You're not required to answer people's questions, okay? You're not. Why don't you get a real job? Change the subject, okay? That's not a conversation you're going to have. I told this girl, listen, if your parents or family are toxic, sometimes you have to limit your time with toxic people if you're related to them. Well, no, I can't get rid of them completely. Well, probably not, because they're your mother, sister, brother, father, uncle, grandparents. But you can set boundaries, right? Boundaries. Write down what you want to say, memorize it, and say it. And don't deviate off your message. If your boundary is, you know, I'm not really going to talk about that. Huh? No, I'm not going to talk about that. They might not understand that at first. You might have to reiterate it a couple of times. Yeah, but no, I'm not going to talk about that. Yeah, but I'm just trying to ask you if... Yeah, but I'm not going to talk about that. You're going to say that a few times and they're finally going to get the message. Maybe you have to say it 10 times. But you do not have to give your power up to people please other people or to try to make other people happy. You don't have to jump through other people's hoops. You are entitled to your own decisions, to decide what you're going to do with your life, what you're going to spend your time on, what is important to you. And you do not owe any other human being an explanation for that. And that's the kind of power I want you to know and remember that you have. It's really, really important, because we tend to give our power away to so many damn people, and you just don't need to. You don't need to. And another important thing I want you to think about when you're going into this next week. I've been doing a lot of, I study a lot of podcasts. I listen to a lot of success coaches, and I stay around powerful, successful people, either in person or in what I listen to or what I read. I surround myself with winners. I have zero interest in being friends with people that are not winners. I don't want to be friends with anybody who's not striving so hard to become the best version of themselves. Like fighting to become better than they were yesterday, because I'm fighting to become better than I was yesterday. You know, I'm always trying to become a better version of me. And so I'm always listening to these really cool podcasts and learning and growing. And one of the great things I have been reading on, and I've said this before, you have to know where you're going if you want to get there. When I'm at HWC and I'm teaching and coaching, sometimes people, I say, you know, what do you want to do? And I want to be an actor. All right. What do you want to do? Well, I want to act. In what? Everything. Not specific enough. Well, what kind of characters do you want to play? Well, any role that they'll give me. Nah. No. No, this is giving your power away. Giving your power away, waiting for someone to give you a role that they may or may never ever give you. Let's not give our power away to our family, our friends, strangers, men, women, whoever. This business. We have to keep our power. So one of the things that makes a person most powerful, Oprah Winfrey has said this and I have said this, you have to know where you are going in order to get there. And most people, this is what I was listening to in a podcast this week, which is so true. Most people never know where they're going. They don't take the time to sit down and truly, deeply think about it. Where am I? What do I want? What do I want out of my life? What do I want to accomplish? Who do I want to be? Where do I want to live? What do I want to have? What is important to me? What do I want? And I want to encourage you guys to do this for yourself, because it gets really clear how to navigate your life once you know what you're doing with it. Okay. So the hard part is figuring out who you are and what you want to do. Sometimes it sounds like it's like a shadow from a previous, you know, from your childhood, you always thought you wanted to do this, but as time goes on, you've decided, no, I actually don't want to do that anymore. I want to do this. Life changes, people change, goals change, dreams change. It's time to sit down, get away from your family, your kids, your husband, wife, your friends, television, social media. Get by yourself. And wherever yourself is the most present, whether that's out in nature, on a boat, driving your car, I don't know. I get real present with myself when I'm out driving. Think about what you really, really, really want in your life. And then once you figure it out, then go do it. And some of you might say, well, my God, if I knew how to do it, I'd already do it. No, it's not that you don't know how to do it. It's that you don't know what you want. Because once you figure out what you want, you can just go find other people that did it and ask them how they did it. And then do what they did. How to do it is not difficult at all. Figuring out what you want is the hard part. And once you figure out what you want, and then you go find some other people who've done what you want, and you say, yep, what did you do? And write it all down. Mm-hmm. Then just do this, just do that. Okay, now here comes the next hard part. Doing it. Doing it. This is where habits and discipline and mindset comes in. You have got to believe that you can achieve anything. You really can. So if you don't understand that, you better really figure that out, because everything you see around you in this world has been created by somebody. Every building, every street, every piece of clothing, every piece of art, trains, subways, planes, television shows, books, libraries, art, computers, everything you see is made up from the imagination and the hard work of human beings. There is nothing you can't create. And you also don't have to create it all by yourself. I was listening to a podcast. The guy's so funny. He goes, I dropped out of high school to 11th grade. He goes, now I have PhDs and master's degrees. And he said, yeah, because I've hired people with them. I thought, that's so funny. You don't have to actually have the PhD if you hire someone who has one, right? It's called leveraging other people's knowledge and information and hands. So I remember Barbara Cochran from Shark Tank. She said, you don't get rich by just using your two hands. You get rich by using the hands of lots of people. So when she built her real estate empire, it's not because she went out and sold every single house herself. It's because she surrounded herself with brilliant, talented people who also used their hands to sell. And that's how you double, triple, quadruple the results. So you guys, listen, whatever you really want, I want you to sit down this week and figure it out. And remember, there's always help. You have guidance everywhere you look. YouTube, books, people that you can speak to, communities you can join, courses you can take, Facebook groups you can join, events you can go to, success strategy seminars. There's so much information around you. The only reason you haven't been able to get where you want to go yet is because you haven't been clear about where you're going. So go get clear, babies. I love you. See you next time. Hey, thanks for listening. And I never want to end a podcast without saying these words. Now repeat after me. I am strong. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am worthy. Yes, you are. And I love you. Tune in next week for my next podcast episode. Have a great week, and I'll see you then.